Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour, Mr. Humble, at your service. And now, folks, I told you at the top of the hour to buckle your seatbelts. Pull them tight. Do not release them until I tell you it's okay. Gerald Celente is in the building. Gerald is an original founding member of our Brain Trust coming up. We're going to celebrate his 20th anniversary in a couple of months. He's the founder of the Trends Research Institute, the author of Trends 2000, which we launched way back in the 90s, but it's a book of prophecy, folks. It's still paying off today. 20 years later, it's still paying off. He's the publisher of the Trends Journal, which is an outstanding periodical, and I encourage you to go to trendsresearch.com and find out all about him. He's our good friend, Gerald Celente. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So, Gerald, I've been worried about the stock market since it crossed 18,000. And now it's at 25, 26. What's going on? What do you think?
Well, it can't take higher interest rates, and that's what really drove the markets up. I mean, since 2009, it's record low interest rates, basically worldwide, and what they call quantitative easing, buying bonds. And if you're in Japan, they're buying, you could get a 10-year bond and get a negative yield on it after 10 years. Of course, the government's buying it up. So this is what's kept the economy of the stock market
cheap money
going, which is very cheap money. It's very different than the real economy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the markets in the United States, 10% of the people own 90% of the market, and they have on average about $350,000 worth of stocks. The other 10% owned by the rest of us, whether it's in pension programs, retirements, it only averages out to about $15,000. So the equity markets and the real world are very separate places. And what's driven them up is cheap money, and that means companies are buying back their stock at record levels. And you mentioned the market being overvalued. Well, according to historical statistics, the markets are the price earnings ratios now are near historic highs.
Mm-hmm.
So it is overvalued and it's over leveraged. You have these ETFs and other aspects
of leveraging. How close is that over leveraging today to 2007, 2008? Do you know?
Well, the over leveraging is unprecedented in many ways, in the sense that the market was very different in over-leveraging of in 2008. It was a different market. I mentioned
right back
then, what was it that brought the economy down? Hey, Jim, you want to buy a house?
Right.
You don't have any credit? You got a lousy job? Don't worry about it. Sign here. We're going to call it a subprime.
Well, what brought it down was when they took those mortgages, those bad mortgages, and securitized them, and then resecuritized them, and they did that 70 times, some of them.
Exactly.
Until nobody wanted them as collateral.
Right. So we don't have that. This is a different market. Now, look what happens when they come out and say interest rates are going up. The markets can't take it. And yesterday we heard the new Fed chair, Jerome Powell, come out saying they're going to be more aggressive in raising interest rates than they had anticipated. And the market went down 300 points. When we look at the beginning of February, when the markets really had that volatility, and in our trend forecast in December, we said the markets would have a 10% correction in 2018. It's in there, black and white.
What happened?
And it did hit a 10% correction. Now it's bounced back a bit, but what made the correction happen? Fears of higher inflation, because they said wages were going up.
Right.
And that meant higher interest rates, which means it would cost more to borrow money because they've been borrowing it at zero to keep the Ponzi scheme going.
Right.
Now, the big lie, by the way, of the wages going up, wages only went up in managerial jobs to a level that skewed the entire number. To 80% of the workers, the numbers still stink. They hardly move. They went up like 2.4%. But they don't say that. Now, let's go back and see where the markets are going.
I tell you, Gerald, I've only got a few seconds. Give me a quick wrap-up, about 20 seconds. What do you think?
Well, again, you have to look at what Trump has done with his tax plan. That's allowing more stock buybacks.
Yeah, it is.
Because of the repatriation
exactly
of the money and the new tax plan.
And small business has got the hindmost, Gerald. I'm still mad about it. Small business got screwed in that deal. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about some more of this and cryptocurrencies and the underlying technology, blockchain, something we've talked about on the show before. I want to know what Gerald thinks about that. Gerald Celente and I will be right back. Stay with us. Tweet him.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.